Ontario College of Teachers, Appendix for the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. These case studies work in conjunction with the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. The advisory is available under our Member Resources section at oct.ca. Content warning. The content in this advisory may be sensitive for some individuals. Please note that the terms and approaches used in this document were current at the time this advisory was released. Case studies. These scenarios are based on actual cases to provide Ontario certified teachers, hereinafter OCTs, with practical examples for addressing hate and discrimination in different environments, both online and in person. Each scenario is written from the point of view of an OCT and provides general guidance on how OCTs should best proceed. The scenarios are organized under three key categories. Address the incident by recognizing and responding to acts of hate and discrimination within learning environments. Build awareness and understanding of professional, ethical, and legal obligations to avoid discriminatory conduct and foster safe, equitable, and inclusive learning environments. Know your role through increased understanding of professional expectations and how your actions inside and outside the learning environment, both in person and online, must reflect professional standards and ethical conduct. Additional resources. Additional resources are available at the websites of the Ontario Human Rights Commission, the Government of Ontario, and the College, including the College's Margaret Wilson Library. Many additional qualification courses are also available for ongoing professional learning. A list of resources is available on the College website at oct.ca. About the Ontario College of Teachers. The College is the regulatory body for Ontario's teaching profession. Self-regulation recognizes the maturity of a profession and acknowledges its members can govern themselves. It means the government has delegated its regulatory authority to those with the specialized knowledge required to do the job. A self-regulating profession protects the public interest by setting standards of competency and conduct. It has the right and responsibility to license and discipline its professionals, including suspending and revoking those licenses. Our mandate. As the regulator for Ontario's teaching profession, the Ontario College of Teachers protects the public interest by safeguarding students and supporting students' well-being. All educators working in Ontario's publicly funded elementary and secondary school systems are required to be members of the college. Our role and authority are set out in the Ontario College of Teachers Act, 1996. The College's role and the advice provided. The College's mandate is to serve the public interest by regulating the teaching profession to protect students. By providing OCTs with practical advice to help address hate and discrimination, the College aims to help OCTs nurture a sense of belonging and inclusivity within learning environments, thus creating conditions for students to thrive in the classroom and beyond. The College does not tolerate acts of hate or discrimination of any kind. OCTs are held to high ethical standards and standards of practice. Contravening these standards, including by engaging in hateful or discriminatory behavior, may be considered professional misconduct. Case Study 4. Using culturally inappropriate resources. Scenario, quote, I teach at an elementary school and am at a loss for finding resources to teach social studies. I would like to use something age-appropriate, like the movie Pocahontas. I think it would be a great teaching tool, especially since I can also rely on my Indigenous student, even though he doesn't look like one, to share his lived experience to help the rest of the class better understand Indigenous issues. End quote. Address it. Educate yourself to understand that Indigenous, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit community members are diverse in cultural practices, knowledge, languages, and appearances. Do not single out students based on their social identities or lived experiences as a teaching tool. Use only culturally and historically accurate teaching materials. Build awareness. All resources should be thoroughly reviewed before being used in the learning environment. If uncertain, check with your supervisor, vice principal or principal, Indigenous education lead, or school or employer equity lead. Failing to use culturally and historically appropriate resources could constitute professional misconduct or bring about other college measures. Media portrayals of Indigenous women, such as those seen in Pocahontas, often rely on simplistic and limiting stereotypes, depicting them either as virtuous and in need of protection or as unworthy of respect. They reinforce harmful narratives that shape societal perspectives and can negatively affect the self-identity of Indigenous girls and women. End note 6. Know your role. As an OCT, you must adhere to Ontario's curriculum. Per the Ministry of Education, quote, curriculum expectations are mandatory, and courses of study and classroom programs in each grade must be developed from them. End quote. End note 7. It is also important to note that, quote, in an inclusive education system, students must see themselves reflected in the curriculum, their physical surroundings, and the broader environment so that they can feel engaged in and empowered by their learning experiences. End quote. End note 8. The Ontario curriculum also states, quote, human rights law guarantees a person's right to equal treatment in education. It requires educators and school leaders to prevent and respond appropriately to discrimination and harassment, to create an inclusive learning environment, to remove barriers that limit the ability of students, and to provide accommodations where necessary. End quote. End note 9.